This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to a person with knowledge of the discussions, U.S. President Joe Biden and administration officials have encouraged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials to wind down the bombardment of Gaza as the Israeli and Palestinian death toll mounts and pressure grows on President Biden to move more forcefully to stop the fighting. Top Biden administration officials underscored to the Israelis Monday and Tuesday that time is not on their side in terms of international objections to more than a week of Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rockets, and that it's in their interest to wind down the operation soon, according to the official, who was not authorized to comment publicly on the private talks. China's UN ambassador says France is seeking a UN Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants who control Gaza. Shang Jun, the current council president, confirmed that France's UN ambassador informed the council during the third round of closed consultations Tuesday on the conflict that a resolution was being prepared. The United States has blocked the UN's most powerful body, which is charged with maintaining international peace and security, from issuing a press statement calling for a halt to the violence, insisting that it would not help diplomatic efforts to end the conflict. President Joe Biden's efforts to spotlight his infrastructure plan are being overshadowed by the escalating violence between Israelis and Israel and Palestinians. The conflict sparked protests during the president's visit to a Ford electric vehicle center in Michigan Tuesday as the White House faced growing pressure to intervene. Biden is working to gain Republican support for his $2.3 trillion package. This is VOA News. A hate crimes bill to combat violence against Asian Americans in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic passed the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly Tuesday and will now head to President Joe Biden for signing. The bill was also approved by an overwhelming margin in the U.S. Senate. Reports of violence against Asian Americans have spiked since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. Activists and police said the anti-Asian sentiment was fed by comments from former President Donald Trump blaming the pandemic on China, using the terms such as Kung Flu. The measure designates a Justice Department employee to expedite a review of hate crimes reported to police during the COVID-19 pandemic. It provides guidance for local law enforcement agencies to report hate crimes, expand public education campaigns, and combat discriminatory language in describing the pandemic. Spanish troops patrolled the border with Morocco in the Spanish enclave of Ceuta on Tuesday after thousands of migrants swam into the northern African enclave. Video footage showed soldiers at the beach trying to keep migrants there as some swam to shore, and others made their way around the fence on the breakwater and that marks the border. Spokesman for Ceuta's government delegation said the soldiers will work with police in sensitive locations within the enclave to maintain order on the streets. As many as 6,000 Moroccans, including about 1,500 minors, swam into Ceuta Tuesday, and according to the Interior Minister. The International Olympic Committee and Tokyo Olympic organizers start 3 days of virtual meetings Wednesday and will run into some of the strongest medical community opposition so far, with the Games set to open in just over 8 weeks. The meetings are headed by the IOC vice president, who will attempt to again assure the Japanese population that the Games will be safe and secure. Much of Japan, including Tokyo and Osaka, is under a state of emergency, which forced the IOC president, Thomas Bach, to cancel a trip to Japan this month. Only about 1 to 2% of the population is fully vaccinated, and opposition to the Olympics is running at 60 to 80% in numerous polls. Senate Republicans in the U.S. are signaling that they will try to block or at least slow down a Democratic effort to create a bipartisan commission on the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Their opposition threatens the chances of launching an independent look at the siege and how it could be prevented from happening again. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.